To rejoice. It's Christmas, and it's the time of year that we feast and celebrate. It's not only the wise men rejoicing with exceeding great joy, for good tidings of great joy is for all people throughout all of time. Joy has come, bringing hope, peace, and love to all mankind.
Joy that sustained you when everything fails
comes from the Father in heaven.
Joy that will lift you to heavenly realms
comes from the Father in heaven. Heavenly joy, unspeakable joy, joy of glory, Jesus is joy.
Gift
from the Father in heaven.
seated. Joy, rejoicing, laughter, and singing have been a part of Christmas for as long as we can remember. This is the time of year, and it's the only time of year that we do this, that we pull out the same cassettes, CDs, and even record albums to listen to our favorite Christmas music. Now, some of you won't admit to this, but you're going to listen to Mannheim Steamroller, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Carpenters. Some of you may even listen to Bing Crosby or Elvis singing Blue, 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 Blue Christmas. Thank you very much. You know, it's amazing that a name like Elvis could cause such a stir. But a name can spark an emotion or a thought, bring a smile or even a tear. You see, names are how we recognize one another. A name becomes synonymous with a person's reputation, behavior, or even character. Have you ever wondered why you were given your name? How many of us know the deciding factor, the defining moment that gave us our name? Many of us have wondered what our parents were thinking when they named us. That's why some of us have even nicknames. In the days of the Bible, a name implied so much more than it does today. A name revealed something special about the child to which it was given. From an incident during their birth, to their temperament or appearance, from an everyday object, to the time of day that they were born. Jewish parents named their children to give significance and meaning to the newborn child. But a baby was about to be born that had a name given to him by God Himself. Jehovah God sent a messenger from heaven to visit a young Jewish girl that had found favor in His sight. God had chosen this pure young lady to be the mother of His Son. The angel was very careful to convey the name His Heavenly Father had chosen. Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And they called him Jesus, which means salvation, for he shall save his people from their sins.
And the angel called him Jesus, born of the Virgin. Mary called him Jesus. Mary called him Jesus.
There are some distinctive things about Jesus that cannot be said about any other person, beginning with the prophecies that were written concerning his birth. Isaiah spoke of a virgin girl that would give birth to a son. The prophet Daniel wrote of the precise time in history when the anointed one would come. The psalmist foretold that kings from the east would visit him bearing gifts. Over 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Micah told of the specific location where all of this would happen. He revealed that Bethlehem was the place where a ruler would be born, and that this ruler had origins from long ago, from the days of eternity. So many prophecies in every one of them, down to the smallest detail, were all fulfilled in this one born in Bethlehem. There had never been, nor would there ever be, a baby like him.
Our hopes and fears all our years are met.
angel proclaimed, Christ is born first to a most unsuspecting group of individuals. In the darkness of night, there was a divine display of sound and lights, startling those who first heard the announcement that a Savior was born. With amazement and wonder, they hurried to the place where the Savior lay. Amazing night for those shepherds on the hills close to Bethlehem. Think about it. Angels dispatched from heaven interacting with ordinary men. Every time I read the Christmas story, I see something fresh, something new. This year, I noticed the different names attributed to Jesus at his birth. Each name serves as a description of who Jesus really is and how he works in the lives of people. The angels speaking to the shepherds described the babe in the manger as Savior. He called the one wrapped in swaddling clothes Christ, which means Messiah. The angel also proclaimed that he, Jesus, was Lord. Mary and Joseph were commanded to give the unborn child the name Jesus. Yet the angel also called him the Son of the Highest and Son of God, and that he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. When the Magi came, they inquired, "Where is he who is born King, and where could he be found?" Of all the names, the one that speaks most powerfully is the name Jesus. For it is in that name we find the source of all that's good and all that's holy. You see, salvation is in that name. Healing is in that name. The forces of nature bow to that name. Even the demons tremble at the sound of that name. The precious name of Jesus has changed the lives of many. That name changed me. For that name saved me and gave me life. Because of that wonderful name, I discovered the reason for living. I found peace and contentment that the world could never give. I don't know about you, but there is no name more precious or lovely more wonderful than the name Jesus. All that we have ever needed is found in that most matchless name.
Yeah.
Would you sing with us as we sing these songs this morning? I'm sure you'll recognize them.
Was
worship that name. We give honor and praise to Jesus, our Redeemer, our Savior, our door to heaven. And we give thanks and praise unto God for sending His own Son. Glory to God, for Christ, our Messiah, is come. Christ is come, and we celebrate Christmas because of His arrival. It's an old cliche, but He is the reason for the season. It's hard to fathom that the issue of Christmas in some circles has become what to do with Jesus. Banning of manger scenes, renaming Christmas trees, schools removing carols about the birth of Christ. What a tragedy. For that innocent, perfect baby in Bethlehem is God reaching out to a hurting world with His love and His promise of peace, joy, and eternal life. Christmas is far more than an annual holiday, for Jesus is far more than just a character in a religious story. You cannot constrain Jesus to any particular day, for all of history is related to Him. The whole Bible is filled with references to Jesus in one way or another. In Genesis, He's Creator, for all things were made by Him. In Exodus, He's the Deliverer, the Passover Lamb. In Leviticus, he's the great high priest, our eternal sacrifice. And in Numbers, Jesus is the trusted guide, the cloud in the daytime and the pillar of fire in the darkness of night. In Deuteronomy, he's the prophet who is greater than Moses. In Joshua, the captain of our salvation, the one who leads us into the promised land. In Judges, he's both judge and lawgiver. And in Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. In Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, he's the prophet of the Lord and the reigning king. In Ezra, he's the one who fulfills his promises. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of the broken wall and torn down walls in our lives. And in Esther, he reveals the providence of God. In Job, he is our ever-living redeemer. In Psalm, he is our shepherd and song. In Proverbs, he is wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, Jesus is our only hope. And in Song of Solomon, he's the bridegroom, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the lover of my soul. In Isaiah, he is wonderful, counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah and Lamentation, he's the potter who puts our broken lives back together again. And in Ezekiel, he's the watchman of our soul and our high tower. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the fiery furnace. In Hosea, he's the faithful forgiver and everlasting love. In Joel, he's the one who pours out his spirit on all flesh. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. And in Obadiah, he's our Savior. In Jonah, he is merciful and full of grace. In Micah, he is the ruler called out of Bethlehem. In Nahum, Jesus is our avenger. In Habakkuk, he is the one who justifies by faith. And in Zephaniah, Jesus is the Lord mighty to save. In Haggai, he is our stronghold in a day of trouble. In Zechariah, he's the one whose feet will stand in that day on the Mount of Olives as king over all the earth. And in Malachi, he's the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. In Matthew, he's Messiah and King. In Mark, he's the Wonder Worker. In Luke, the Son of Man. In John, the Son of God. In Acts, he's our ascended Lord. In Romans, he's our salvation. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he is Redeemer and Lord of glory. And in Galatians, he's the one who sets us free. In Ephesians, he is our chief cornerstone. In Philippians, he's the God who meets our every need. In Colossians, he's the hope of glory. In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he's our soon coming King. And in 1st and 2nd Timothy, he's the mediator between God and man. In Titus, he's our great God and Savior. In Philemon, he's the friend that sticks closer than any brother. In Hebrews, he's the blood that washes away all my sin. And in James, he's the great physician. And in 1st and 2nd Peter, he's the chief shepherd. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he is our righteousness, truth, and love. In Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000 saints. And in Revelation, he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Above his name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first and last, beginning and the end. He was the one who made the common man his friend. There is no other name.
Let every tongue proclaim and speak the Jesus, no other name
Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There's pardon in that name. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. There's peace in that name. He gives us a peace of God that passeth all understanding. You can have that peace today. There's promise in that name. Because he lives, you can live also and live for all eternity. There's provision in that name. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And there's paradise in that name. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself that where I am, there you may be also. Would you bow your heads for just a moment? That name. Do you have that pardon? Do you have that peace? Do you have that provision? Do you know that heaven is your home? The reason the choir's practiced so long, the reason Brad's put in tireless hours getting ready, the reason they've come today is to proclaim to you that name of Jesus, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the radio audience, the internet audience, and here in the building, if you've never trusted in that name, if you've never received him as Savior, now's the time. Today is the day of salvation. Would you want to be saved today? If so, would you pray this simple prayer from your heart as I pray? Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, but you bore all my sins on the cross. I believe you died, were buried, and rose again. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Forgive all of my sin. Come in my heart and live forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me, for dying for me, and for saving me right now. While heads are bowed here in the auditorium, I wonder if there's a man or a woman or a boy or girl who for the first time today would raise your hand and say, Brother Billy, tonight, today, I just now asked Jesus to come in my heart while you prayed. I prayed as well. Would you raise your hand all across the building this morning? For all our friends in the radio audience, internet audience, we sure love to hear from you. Call us here at the church, Benson Grove Baptist Church, or email us. The phone number is 919-894-4120. And from all of us at Benson Grove Baptist Church, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.